Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. We're running a little late. Normally, I'm on at 3 o'clock Central Time, and I was just running a little behind today, but I really felt like the Spirit wanted me to be on, so I thought, okay, let's throw a show up. So here we are. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by simply calling this number, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. Again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. There's one person ahead of you right now, so if you would like to get in the queue, you can simply just call me and And I would love to talk to you and help you find those answers that you're seeking. So let's go ahead and open with prayer. And I have a special prayer request today. My parents' dog is not doing very well today. It's having problems getting around and walking stiffly. And the dog's name is Buddy. And so we're going to go ahead and pray for Buddy and that, you know, things will work out for him and stuff like that. He's been around for a long time. And we're going to pray for him right now. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this program. Thank you for the chance to be able to help the listeners that listen to me. And I appreciate you being able to help me do that. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for Buddy right now. I ask that you would just strengthen his legs and that you would just give him the strength that he needs to get around and just touch his body right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I turn my focus to the listeners of this program right now, live and archive, and I ask that you would just help them with their needs, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, whatever needs they have. Father, Mother, God, that you would just touch them and move in their lives and touch their hearts and their minds and just grant them what they need to have in their life right now. Father, Mother, God, we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and say hello to whoever's on the other end of 252. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hey, whatever you pick up on me, are you doing readings?
Okay. Oh, yes, yeah. I am definitely doing readings, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. Let me go ahead. Could I get your first name, please?
My name is Keisha, and I'm from North Carolina.
Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into you. When I'm tapping into your energy just now, it seems very nervous. I don't know what's causing that. Do you feel that, or are you
yeah,
not
I
feeling
do.
That?
Okay. Yeah, I feel it.
Because when I'm tapping into you, immediately I'm picking that up. It's just like this nervous energy. Like you're really unsure about yourself, unsure what is your next step, and things like that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay. Is there a relationship going on right now? Because I feel like that there's a relationship that's causing some of this unnecessary stress.
I don't know what's going on with that. It's something crazy that I don't. It's like dreams and whatever
okay.
Me and my dream person is going through is manifesting in me and how I'm feeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've had that happen myself. Sometimes, you know, your dreams can just seem so real at times that, you know, we don't know where that. Sometimes where the dream world
where
stops.
Where is it coming
and,
from? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. And when will it stop?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really feel like your spirit guide is really trying to communicate with you right now. And in your dreams, I feel like that a lot of this is your spirit guide trying to communicate with you. I feel like that this will ease up here as you go out of this month and into July. I feel like that will ease up a little bit where you're not really stressed out so much. You know, this is just making you really on edge. As you go into July, I don't see, you know, you having this as much. And your financial
okay.
situation is going to get better in July as well. I don't know what's going to cause that, but your financial situation is going to get better in July.
All right. Do you see a move
okay.
coming up?
I definitely do see a move. I was getting ready to ask you about that because I definitely see a move. I would say, you know, maybe mid-July. Maybe the later part of July, but I would see you in a different place by August.
Oh, you think so? That quick?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe somebody will hook me up with some money then.
Well, maybe that's where the financial situation is going to get better for
that's
you.
Right.
Where you're going to get some money so you can move. You know, I could be off on the timeline on that, but I would say in a couple months. Yeah, a couple months you should be moving. Okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time. Right. You have a blessed night.
Oh, no problem. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to whoever is on the other end of 620. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Michael?
Yeah, how are you?
You know who I am now.
I do now. I do.
It took
a second, but I was like, wait, I think I recognize his voice. So.
You'd better. You better call me sometime, too.
I know. I'm actually going to write down, while I'm talking to you right now, I'm actually going to write down your number so I'll have it, because I don't have it. So.
Okay. I've been screening my calls, so you got to talk to my answering machine before I'll pick up.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I do that sometimes. How can I help you today?
Oh, I just like a general reading with emphasis on my health.
Okay. Why are you really concerned about your health at the moment? Is there something going on?
I've been to the doctor twice this week.
Okay. Yeah, because I just feel like a lot of stress is causing some of your health issues. I will tell you, Gene, I don't see anything really serious that I'm concerned about. You know, just keep an eye on your health and, keep checking in with your doctor. But I don't see anything that I'm concerned about.
Well, that's good to know. I think you're right. The stress is my main foe here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just keeps increasing. I mean, it feels like you get a break and then something else happens. It's just continually, getting worse and worse at times. And that's what's, stress can be a major problem for our health. I mean, it affects us in all kinds of ways. And that's what I'm picking up right now is that, you just need to quiet yourself, do some meditation time if possible, and, do some deep breathing, some stuff like that, and that should help you. But right now, the stress factor around you just seems like it's, almost like at 100%, so you just need to learn how to, to decrease that a little bit.
I know that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said when it's family, it's hard. And
Right there.
Yeah, because you don't know what to do, and you don't want to upset anybody. And sometimes, we can get in the way and make things worse than we want them to be, so we don't want that either. All right. Hopefully that helps.
Is there anything else you see?
I'm not seeing anything else at the moment.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. Spirit. I'm glad the Spirit led you to the program today, so.
Spirit really did lead me to the program. I very seldom check my email this time of day.
Right. Yeah, I just
so
we're normally on at 3:00 Central Time, but I was running a little late today, so.
And I've been missing your shows, right? I don't week. I've been real sick.
Well, we've been off air for a little bit too, so we haven't really been doing too much lately.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back.
All right. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so. We have about 15 minutes left. It is 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. You'd get it right in. I do have open lines at the moment. Again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. If you're new to Blog Talk, you do need to push a 1 if you want to talk to me. I have a caller on the switchboard, so I just want to be sure that you just want to listen. If you want to call, if you want to talk to me, you can push a 1, and that way you'll get on there. Talking about stress, has anybody else been, like, just stressed out lately? You know, just feeling like the world is just weighing down on your shoulders. And I've been feeling that. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on our planet right now. And, you know, we just got out of a full moon. We're into summer solstice right now. And, you know, so happy summer. And so, happened today. So, and it feels like summer outside. I was outside a while ago, and it feels like summer out there. So I was thinking about mowing the yard, but I'm thinking about mowing the yard later now. I can go out there right now. But getting back to stress, you know, we just have to learn how to deal with it better. And how we deal with it better is through meditation, quieting ourselves, quieting our minds. And meditation, I think a lot of people misunderstand meditation. I mean, when I first heard of the word meditation, I was looking at, you know, crossing your legs and putting your hands in a certain position and going, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And meditation is that. Meditation also can be just sitting in a chair, a comfortable chair, and just closing your eyes and just, you know, paying attention to your breathing. You know, take a deep breath in, breathe out, and paying attention to your breathing, and then just letting your mind just drift off. And you know, when I do that, you know, I feel a whole lot better. You know, when I go into that place of quieting myself, because our minds can be just like racetracks. They can be just running around with us all the time, you know, if we just let them just talk to us, they'll say all kinds of stuff to us, and we need to be sure that we're listening to positive statements, you know, positive things about ourselves, and saying positive things about ourselves. You know, a lot of times we can get very negative very quick, and we have to pay attention to that. So, if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. I think a lot of people don't realize I'm on right now, so that's okay, because I sort of did just throw the show up. So, but again, that call number is 347-327-9316. If you would like to get hold of me by email, you can do that by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com. youareawakening@gmail.com is my email address. You can also check out our website. The first one I've mentioned will be the one for Spiritual Talk Radio. It is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Over there, you can make a donation. There's a donation button over there if you would like to help us get back on air with more time. Right now we're just doing 30-minute shows, which is okay with me. You know, I'm doing whatever Spirit wants me to do at the moment. And if we're supposed to be doing 30-minute shows, we're going to be doing 30-minute shows. We have to always follow the lead of Spirit. You know, one thing I try to do in my life is try to do that. I don't get every day right. I don't. But I do my very best to follow the leading of Spirit and say, hey, you know, if you want me to say this, and that's what I'm going to say. If you want me to do this, that's what I'm going to do. And the one thing that I'm learning in my own life, my own personal life, is that I need to be careful what my intent is. What is my intent? What is the purpose of what I'm asking for? And we have to be careful about that, you know. And the one thing I'm also learning is that Spirit wants us to dream bigger and reach higher. And that's one thing I'm trying to do more and more. I will give you an update on Buddy. He came out a minute ago, and he seems to be doing better. He seemed to be walking a little better. This morning he just was not being able to get around very well. He's about 13 years old, and so like a lot of us that are getting older, you know, we have aches and pains every once in a while, don't we? But he seems to be doing better right now, so I appreciate the prayers. And, you know, that's one thing I really believe in is the power of prayer. And, you know, one thing that I rely upon is prayer. Gets me through the day, gets me through life in general. And so we just have to lean upon Spirit and upon our angels and upon our spirit guide to lead and guide and direct us in every area of our lives. And all right. We're going to be on air. We will not be on air tomorrow. I'm going to take tomorrow off. So next time we'll be on air will be Wednesday. We're going to try to be on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Central. We're going to be on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. I'm going to take Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off. And so we're going to be on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So you might pass the word. And we're going to be on at 3 p.m. Central today. I was sleeping in a little bit, and so that's why we're on a little later today. So, hey, it's good to sleep in every once in a while, isn't it? So you got to do that. But I don't have a whole lot to say today, so I think I'm going to go ahead and close out. But, you know, I do appreciate you tuning in. And, you know, have a good day. And if you need me, you can contact me through email at youareawakening@gmail.com. Or you can go to our other website, which is my personal website, is www.insightswithmichael.net, insightswithmichael.net. And you can leave comments over there on the comment page over there. All right. And also you can follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter. So you can follow us on Twitter. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out for today. You have a good day. And thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you for your prayers for Buddy. And continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for this program. And continue to pray for each other, because we definitely need each other, don't we? And so, okay, we all need to lean on one another. So I appreciate it. You have a great day. And I'll talk to you again on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Central. Bye-bye.